Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Checking sports with Mike Max here on WCCO Radio. Maxie, you got to be exhausted after, coming in, flying in from being out in Seattle, and then virtually right out to the Lone Oak Grill for the live show. Hey, let's talk about the change that was announced. Gave you no shortage of things to talk about when you were on out at Lone Oak Grill yesterday.
That's right. John DeFilippo, of course, is offensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. Kevin Stefanski elevated that spot for the quarterback's coach. I think there's a few things. I've said this yesterday. I don't lay this all on DeFilippo. I've studied this team closely, and I'm out there all the time during the year. They did not come together with a good game plan that said this is what we expect from you. I don't think to DeFilippo and said, you know, it was like in September they were throwing the ball a lot, and then Dalvin Cook came back, and they got to a point where they decided they wanted to feature Dalvin, and it's like, which are we? You know, and the statistics tell them that if they run the football a lot, they win more games, and they got that analytics kind of in their head, and they lost all the flow. And I don't think that was just DeFilippo. I think that was DeFilippo trying to satisfy everybody that thought they had to do it a certain way. And so I think they all got to look at themselves now, and they made the change because sometimes a guy like Stefanski, who is well thought of, and who, if you read the tea leaves during the year, if you spend some time with Kirk Cousins, spoke highly of Stefanski, almost more so than anybody else in the offense. And sometimes that's the key too. If your quarterback has a relationship with a quarterback coach, that's good. That makes a difference. So I think they'll do some different things on Sunday. They'll do some different looks. Miami, you know, best be ready because they'll give them a different, but this is all about trying to get in the playoffs. If this was not a playoff year team, I doubt they would have made the move, but they're trying to get to the playoffs, and they need to do something radical, and DeFilippo just didn't quite get in sync with what they wanted to do.
How much of that is just part of just shaking things up? Is that, just to put people on notice, so to speak?
Yeah, you know, the other thing is if it's not working and DeFilippo's in the front of the room every week, guys start to say, well, why are we listening to you? Your first year here and you haven't shown us that you know a game plan. And I don't know if that's necessarily true, but perception can be reality sometimes, and his brand is what it is maybe at this point in the year. To your point, yeah, in a sentence, it's called just shaking things up.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, let's talk about a couple of other stories. We've got Timberwolves basketball on tonight. They're out at Sacramento looking for a win, so we'll be tuned into that pregame 8:30, tip off just after 9. The Wild came out explosively last night.
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
Number on Montreal, 7-1, the final. Niemi, the goalie for Montreal, just looked shocked when they, skating off the ice. You looked at him and you go, whoa. That's what you call worst nightmare for every time you turned your head, there was another goal. Stahl had one. They had some easy ones, some hard ones, everything else. And it was just one of those nights, and I don't know if my memory's correct on that, but it seems like they've had some high-scoring games in Montreal over the last few years, and maybe Charlie Lindgren and St. Cloud State will get another shot with them at goal. But that was one of those nights where everything goes right, and the Wild have been like that. They've bounced around a little bit. They've been up and down a little bit, but they've had some nights like that, and they always keep you interested because they don't go too far off the tracks, and they put together nights like that and puts them back in good stead.
Yeah, indeed. Gopher basketball survived, I guess that would be the best way to say it. I think people were expecting for a bigger contest, a bigger margin against North Florida.
Yeah, North Florida is obviously, you play those two Big Ten games, and then you kind of ease into the Big Ten season again, so you play easier opponents. And North Florida was well-coached. They had a good game plan. They came out and did things well. They found open threes. They found a way to create shots. They ran a lot of stuff that gave them good looks, and that's what you look for in a well-coached team. When you hear stories, you know, they call them directional teams, North Florida or South Louisiana, those kind of teams that you play. The Gophers, Isaiah Washington played really well. And
did he ever.
If he can give us a move at the point guard position, that many assists and that few turnovers, that's a great ratio that he had last night. That's what they're looking for, is him to be able to do that. Now, obviously, that's not the Big Ten again, but if he can take a step, that'd be huge for this team, because they're really if they had a steady point guard, and then Amir Coffey could just play off that and play the two guard, everybody'd be able to play in their place. They'd be in good shape, so they could really use Washington to make that a part of the beginning of a process where he becomes a player.
Hey, what's the story? What do you know about the Gopher football team and the suspensions and some people who might not be, let's call them, might not be bowl eligible?
Bowl. That's a good way of putting it. I'm not quite sure what happened there. Catching up to that story, I don't know what would have transpired, but obviously it's problematic if you get six players that aren't eligible for a bowl game. And 2 years ago they went through that, and they won a game against Washington State when they had some issues. And so I don't think the issues are the same as they were 2 years ago. But that'll sort itself out. But it was surprising. And two seniors have decided not to play in the bowl game either. Big lineman and then Green, and then Blake Cashman decided not to play in it as well to start training for professional football. So that surprised me as well.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, you and I will talk some more sports, including Gopher women getting a game in tonight at the barn. So we'll talk that when we meet up an hour from now. All right.
Sounds good. Thanks, John.
We relieved John DeFilippo as the offensive coordinator.
We've relieved him of his duties there. Mike Max, not a surprise necessarily, because I suppose they needed to have some sort of a scapegoat here, right?
I think it's not a scapegoat as much as it is. I don't want to call it panic mode, but we're in our last, this is the fourth quarter of the season. If we don't get this figured out, we need a radical change to do it. And he's the most logical, radical change that we can make. So I think a scapegoat would have been if they did it at the end of the season. I think this was done because they think they can still save the season. And had they been out of the playoffs, I think they would have let it ride. But they feel like, hey, if we can put Kevin Stefanski in there and he can give us two explosive plays a game that we didn't have before, we may get in the playoffs. I think the math gets down to that fine and finely tuned, and I think that's what they're doing with it, because they need somebody else to talk in front of the room. And I said before, and I've said it all, I don't hang this all on John DeFilippo. I don't know that they ever had a real congruent plan in terms of what they wanted this offense to look like since they brought Kirk Cousins in. We thought we did in September. We thought we knew what it was going to look like. Throw a lot, and then they decided to incorporate the running game in, and when they weren't winning, and they wanted to run more, and they couldn't. And I mean, if you want to run the football, look at Seattle. I mean, it ain't necessarily fun to watch, but they are committed to the run. And, they ran it on 2nd and 12. They'll run it on 2nd and 7. You can do it, but, boy, you better have the right offensive line as well.
All right. Hey, how, just out of curiosity, with all of this going on, has it become a bit of a hot seat then for Coach Zimmer, or maybe even Rick Spielman?
I think hot seat would be overstating it. I certainly think, obviously, if you lose the last three games, you go, well, what's going on here? That kind of a thing. But I don't think it's hot right now. I think it's a ways from getting to that point, given their past success and their resumes coming into this.
All right. Yesterday, the Twins, part of their week of giving, having a celebration, Byron Buxton was in and in front of the cameras. Reporters asked him about not being called up in September, and he clearly was not very happy about that.
Yeah, I wish I could. I was flying back. I wish I could have gone on and caught up with Byron Buxton. I've gotten to know him pretty well over the last few years, and I really like this young man. I think he's an engaging, kid. And, I don't know all the reasons for why they didn't call him up in September, and I don't know if they just wanted, at that point, a mental rest for him to really, maybe they feared that if he got into another slump in September, it would carry over into the offseason, and that would be more disastrous than what has been. It's good to hear that he was upset by it. I just think that I've always said this. Physically, he's had some things go wrong with him, but if he can clear his mind, he's going to be a great baseball player. And Tom Kelly will always tell you that mind is one dangerous thing in baseball.
Yeah.
And I think that he literally just needs to go play. And probably the best analysis that I heard this year was, he's got to forget about hitting home runs probably and just worry about getting his bat on the ball, because if he just doesn't strike out, he's going to get on base a lot with that speed. So forget about how far you hit it and just try to make contact. At the end of the season, you'll have good stats.
All right. Hey, without making a lot of noise about it, Matt Dumba is having a pretty remarkable season for the Minnesota Wild.
He sure is, man. The defenseman that has become a scorer for him. And it's interesting to talk to Bruce Boudreau about it one day. And he said, yeah, you got to be careful sometimes, because a defenseman that wants to start scoring, they'll get behind in the game and he'll start, you know, trying to become that offensive defenseman. And you got to be careful that you don't give up a goal to try to get one. But they like the fact that he's given them some oomph. And, you know, that's not an easy thing to do, what he has done. And at first you go, okay, maybe he's just on a hot streak. Well, now you're getting to this point in the season, you go, maybe he's just pretty good at it. And so I think that's been one of the, when you talk about upgrades, getting that kind of offensive production out of him has been a big for them this season, particularly because he's one of the younger players that they want to see on this team for the next 5 or 6 years.
All right, they beat Montreal last night 7-1, by the way, with 2 more goals from Dumba, and they'll host Florida tomorrow. The Gopher men didn't look sharp, but they kind of survived. The Gopher women lining up to play some action against, is it Coppin State? I'm not familiar with that,
yeah,
with that facility.
That's called Easy Win, buddy.
Okay.
If you can't pronounce it and you're not quite sure what state it's in, that usually means it's an easy win.
I was surprised to find out that the North Florida was the Ospreys. So
I was too, man. I heard it a couple of times. Did they say ostrich? What did they say?
Ospreys, yeah. Hey, Maxie, thanks so much. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Dave Lee will be back on Friday, but it's always a pleasure. I enjoyed the conversation.
Always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.